Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. In its observations, the court noted that it holds a prima facie opinion that in the interest of justice, the Election Commission should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. A bench of Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Malia Bakshi observed that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, but questioned the timing of the SIR. The court asked why the exercise cannot be conducted for the whole country irrespective of elections. The apex court remarked that the poll body should have acted earlier on the matter if it was to check the citizenship. The petitioners had raised questions on the commission's exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents in the SIR. The poll body argued that citizenship needs to be checked for being a voter in India and Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship. On this, the court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. Death toll in the Gambhira Bridge collapse incident on the Mahi River in Gujarat's Vadodara district has risen to 15. Vadodara collector Anil Dhamelia said that three more bodies have been found today while four people are still missing. NDRF and SDRF are conducting search and rescue operations up to 4 kilometers from the river.
तीन डेड बॉडीज रिकवर की है तो अभी तक जो डेथ का टोल है अभी तक 15 हुआ है इसके अलावा भी जो मिसिंग पर्सन है उसका लिस्ट भी हमारे पास जिसमें तीन मिसिंग पर्सन है हमारी पूरी टीम यहां पर एटलीस्ट 10 अलग अलग एजेंसीज है जो इस रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन में लगी हुई है और कल सुबह से रात लेट नाइट तक उन्होंने कंटिन्यूस काम किया है अभी ज्यादातर तीन पॉसिबिलिटी है इसके अलावा वेगनर और आइसर की डिटेल्स हम चेक कर रहे हैं और उसकी डिटेल्स इसमें कितने पर्सन थे उसकी डिटेल्स भी चेक कर रहे हैं डिफिकल्टी यही है कि यहां पर कीचड़ का काफी लेवल है और उसमें कोई भी मशीनरी काम नहीं कर रही है और यहां पर पूरी टीम लगी हुई है कि उसको कैसे निकाला जाए और पूरी टीम कोऑर्डिनेशन में काम कर रही
है। The Indian Meteorological Department (IMD) has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha during the next 2 days. The weather agency also issued an orange alert for rainfall in Delhi and adjoining NCR and Punjab for the next 24 hours. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jainamani has informed that heavy rainfall will continue over northwest India, including western Himalayan states.
Heavy rainfall continuing over northwest India, including western Himalayan states, covering Punjab, Haryana, West Uttar Pradesh, and also Himachal Pradesh. If we talk about the Delhi national capital, the highest was over Gurgaon, and for other part of northwest India, Jammu Kashmir, Jammu region has reported rain up to 170 millimeters, Karnataka, Sirmur reported 1 millimeter, very heavy rainfall, and also Punjab and Haryana reported more than 122 to 160 millimeters. IMD has issued orange color warning for Punjab, Haryana, including the entire Delhi during next 24 hours, today for 10th July till 11th July morning.
Brazilian President Lula da Silva has rejected any form of foreign control in response to US President Donald Trump's announcement to impose a 50% tariff on goods made in Brazil. Unveiling the plan in his latest tariff letter, President Trump has accused Brazil of attacks on US tech companies and of conducting a witch hunt against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing prosecution over his alleged role in a plot to overturn the 2022 election. Domestic benchmark indices slipped today as weakness in IT stocks outweighed gains in financials. At close, the Sensex was down 345 points at 0.41% at 83,190 and Nifty 50 was down 121 points or 0.47% at 25,355. And in cricket, host England was 61 for 2 against India on the opening day of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat. The five-match series is currently level at 1-1 following England's 5-wicket victory at Headingley and India's commanding 336-run win at Edgbaston. And Prime Minister Modi has extended greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of Guru Purnima today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.